Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the home of the hillbilly. Yeah, baby, it's a land of barbed wire, moonshine, whiskey. Park your car before you get stuck. Go and grab you a beer and get on up in the truck. It's going down tonight. It's all on me, it's BYOB, and I got all we need. Yeah, boy, I'm about to show me a city slicker how to kick it in the sticks with the critters that I'm on side of the bomb wire. Money grows and rolls, if it don't, you're going broke. So we hang out by the bonfires. Good old boys having a dang good time. We crank it up. They all came to kick it in the sticks. So pop a top and drop a tailgate. Yeah, we're cracking up AC/DC, Hank Skinner, and George Strait. Where's the girls? About to call them up. A little southern drawl said, hey, trouble's up. It's going down tonight. Now they're pulling up, we got the jacked up trucks, a slab covered in mud. Bikini tops and Daisy Duke down. Hopping out, singing out long women down. On our side of the bomb wild. Money grows and rolls, if it don't, you're gonna roll. So we hang out by the bonfires. Good old boys having a dang good time. We crank it up, we get loud. Throwing down in the dirty, dirty south down here.
Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time with your host, Justin Eric, and yours truly, Kevin Bryan. Justin, are you here with me, sir?
I am here with you, sir. How are you?
Good. I am great, man. I am great. I couldn't be better, sir. I am sitting here in a pair of swimming trunks with a t-shirt on, but it's not just any t-shirt. This is a very, very, very special t-shirt. It has a picture of little wiener dog, little whatever those Dachshunds are. Stand up
right,
on his hind legs, and it says,
"Is he doing tricks?"
It says, "My wiener does tricks."
That brings back some memories.
Man, I tell you what, it made a hell of an impression out there in California. I fit right in. It was great. I mean, it works right. It works good, man. How are you, Justin? What's happening, brother?
Oh, shoot. Not a lot, man. I'm just taking it easy. Speaking of Winter Does Tricks, man, you should name it Fred.
Fred?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I hadn't heard of Fred in a long time.
Yeah, I think, speaking of Fred, I think we actually have a Fred song that's on its way up to the soundboard right now.
The studio? Yeah, we're going to be looking for that thing, man. I don't know what's going to happen. Tonight's going to be a tester night. I've gotten away from using my terrible, terrible iPhone to do these, and I've called in via Skype. I've got a headset here, you know, earphones with a microphone, and it's pretty clear. I don't know. We're going to see if the audio is, you know, better.
Right.
And listen back to it, you know, in the archive or whatever, and see what the difference is, because audio on that other one just cuts out, man, just back and forth, you know. And I mean, it doesn't matter. I could sit next door to an AT&T cell phone tower and it still wouldn't work. I'd have one bar, you know, probably on 3G. And that's just the way it is. So, you know, I don't know. We'll see what's happening. But we've got a great, great lineup for everybody tonight, Justin. I am ready and excited to get this show started. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. We've got a ton of stuff to talk about. There's so much stuff that's happened over the last week. We've got a great, great topic for chaos. Justin, I know you've got a few things that you want to talk about tonight. We're going to review some shows, play some music, have some laughs. Right now, I think it's time. While we're trying to get some new stuff uploaded here for you guys tonight, we're gonna set the mood, set the tone of the evening, Justin, and take a break and just play a little tune here and kind of get ready for the evening. Check this stuff out. Be right back.
Yeah. about that. All I know is that somebody is going to get whooped over this thing.
Damn right. There's a few things been going on that somebody should get their ass whooped over. I can tell you that much. Golly, dude. There's a lot of stuff going on in this world that is just crazy and sick and terrible, and I'm just sorry. You know, I mean, it's one of those things that we're going to talk a little bit about this in chaos this evening here, brother. There's some stuff that happened over in Cleveland that we found out about these girls that were kidnapped and escaped, and talked a little bit about that, and talk about some other things that are going on at, you know, some local events and updates and news and changes and things, and kind of why those things happen, and talk a little bit about what's been going on with us, you know. Whole bunch of stuff's been happening around. So how's Arkansas, man? Have you been getting those storms and all that out there?
Oh yeah. We got a few of them here, and then it cleared up, and then now we're about to get a few more. You know where we're at now, so it's crazy, man. But yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know, man. It's this weather, it's insane. It really is. And it just, it's the end of time, brother. End of days.
It may be the end of days. You know what? Randy Jackson is leaving American Idol. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
What
I don't even
know.
I don't even know.
I didn't know about that.
I don't even know if I can sleep. I may be up all night. 12 years, the dog is leaving. He is gone. He's gone. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on in the news that's crazy, and that's one of them. Randy Jackson is leaving freaking American Idol. You believe that?
Hey, man, so
what are they
gonna
do?
I'm gonna leave American Idol, dog. Yeah, you know.
Apparently, he wants to pursue his other company, Dream Machine 21, or some kind of jazz like that. And
that's what I'm not understanding, though. Does Randy Jackson even know how to sing?
No. He was in a band. I think he played bass. But he's big into the producing, and he knows all the hookups with the, you know, record labels and different things. And I mean, he's big into that stuff. You know what I mean? He got more into the business side after the band ordeal. But I mean, the dude's loaded. You know, he's loaded. I mean, guy wears some funky clothes, so I don't know what his clothing line looks like. You know, you can't ever tell that time it's gonna wear out on stage. I mean, that's what she said. But I don't know. So yeah, man, tonight's gonna be good. You know, we've done a couple live shows here, Justin, you and I, just the last couple, 2 or 3 weeks. We've got a guest coming on next week. You wanna tell everybody out there listening who this is gonna be, and hopefully they'll take some time and tune in for it.
Yeah, I'll actually make that announcement towards the midway point.
Good. We got to find out who this is. That way people can, you know, go check them out. This is really going to be a great guest. I think it'll be really interesting to have, you know, to have this person on. And, hey, we're going to learn something, you know, and that's part of what we do. You know, speaking of learning something, we had a Fort Worth Paranormal had a little event out at Catfish Plantation. Catfish Plantation had an event, and Fort Worth Paranormal came out to hosted and helped run it. And we had a great turnout, man. It was great. A lot of cool people that we got to meet. You know, a lot of people were excited. They had an open mindset about it. Had a really, really good time. Had a lot of activity. It was really, really active. But there were some younger people there, some 20s, you know, 22-year-old, stuff like that. And they were just gung-ho. They were ready to go. And they had a blast, man. And we had a really good time. We were out there. And I tell you, we learned something every single time that we go. And that's why I think, you know, doing this stuff in the paranormal year after year after year, you know, you've really got to have that passion for it, you know, because if you're looking, you know, for this, that, the other, and it doesn't happen, you're just coming, you know, to disappointment. We try to go in open-minded, hey, what happens, happens, you know, and then we try to break down of why it happened and make that correlation of seeing, you know, what makes sense, what doesn't. And, you know, there was a lot of stuff that was going on out there. It was absolutely crazy. You know, one of the things that we like to use and try to research a lot is our ITC device, the PSB7 spirit box that a lot of people have. And, you know, it's a research tool. You know, a lot of people don't like it and this and that. A lot of people swear by it. But it's something that we use, and we're trying to check the validity of it, the accuracy of it, and, you know, what kind of responses do we get that actually makes sense to what's going on at the time, right? And, Justin, we've had some great things that have came through there. You know, undeniably, you know, I was said happy birthday to me couple years back, 2 weeks before my birthday, on an investigation. But that night at Catfish, there was a lady in there, and she was really one of the most skeptical people in, and I think she was kind of one of the chaperones. And she was there, and she really didn't believe in it, and she started asking questions, and the K2 and the stuff was going off. And next thing you know, she hears her name come through the ghost box, and she's like, oh my gosh, that can't be right. That can't be real. And I'm like, well, ask another question. She's like, what's my daughter's name? Bam, says it. Clear as day. Boom, dead on.
Yep.
And then she asked, what's her, I think it was her mother's name or another person that in her family. Bam, said that name, and this lady was shocked, got up, turned around, walked out of the room. Walked out.
You know, speaking of which, last week, and as you know, actually, no, not last week, week before that, we were getting ready to go on the show, and we were having some technical difficulties, and I was out at an old Confederate cemetery here in Cabot, Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were actually going out. It was myself and one of the public affairs officials here at the Air Force Base, doing a story on our team and, Fort Worth Paranormal and stuff like that. And,
right.
Of course, you know, he interviewed you over the phone and all that good stuff, gets your insight. Well, that evening, you know, we were using an ITC device, or a ghost box or whatever the case may be. You can call it whatever you want to. Granted, a lot of it is, debatable in terms of how it works and stuff like that. But, you know, when you get curse words that come through you, I mean, I know that's one thing the SEC will not allow at all.
That's right.
But we were out there. Now, check this out. Apparently somebody out there knew this PA guy, this public affairs guy.
Okay.
He's doing a story on me. I was like, hey, try this. I was like, ask him questions.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the, he asked like three questions, right? So one of the questions he asked was like, do you know my name?
Mm-hmm.
Next thing he comes across is Frank. That's his last name.
Really?
Okay. So, we're like, oh, okay, just coincidence, whatever. And so I was like, ask a hard question. I was like, well, do you know what I want to do, once I get out of the Air Force?
Mm-hmm.
And so next thing it says, pastor. And he looked at me and he was like, oh my
really?
God. Yes.
Holy crap.
And I was like, do you want to be a pastor? And he's like, yeah, that's what I'm shooting for. And I'm like, wow. And so it just blew him away. I mean, this was his first experience ever, doing something like this. And it just completely blew him away. And I was like, well, and there was a couple other things that just kind of blew him away too, in terms of something that was, related to what he was asking at that point in time. It's very mm-hmm. direct.
Right.
And so it blew him away, man.
I heard that. Man, it's one of those things that, like what I tell people at the start of every event that comes out, I said, look, you have to understand that this is not a light switch. You can't just turn it on, turn it off. If it happens, it happens. There's so many things that go into it. I said, but it's not my job to prove to you that paranormal activity exists or that spirits are real. What I am here to do is give you an opportunity to experience that for yourself and let you make your own assessment and decision. And 9 times out of 10, the only thing you'll hear at the end of the night.
Ain't this a fine howdy-do?
It damn sure is. It really is. People, they're like, oh, my God. I mean, you never know.
Dead gummit.
Mm.
Dead gummit.
What happens is somebody will get scared and it'll spook them. How you kind of jump, your butt cheeks clench up a little bit. They may spill a drink, drop something, hit somebody, and they get spooked. It's like cattle. Boom, you're hitting it, they're gone. You got to get out of the way. And so we try to be very aware of what's going on, where everybody's at, but that when you see somebody have that kind of reaction or that kind of experience, it makes it all worth it. They go home, they're thinking about it, talking about it, can't figure it out, don't know, what the hell. I mean, they're just blown away, and that's awesome. And a lot of times, hell, it'll drive you to drinking. Sometimes, this is one of those things a lot of people will get consumed with, and it's nuts, man. I mean, people really, really, really start to relate what's happened to them previous in their life and what's going on. They start putting these two and two together, and so when they actually think something, oh, wow, this might be real, You know, this is legit. I didn't do that. He didn't do that. You know, that's the best kind of advertisement or promotion you can ever get. You know, and that's what you want, especially out of a public event like that. So it was a good time. It was a good time had by all. That's for a fact. So, but Justin, you know, one of the things we like to do here every week is play music, man. What kind of mood are you in, brother? What are you feeling? What are you feeling tonight?
Sort of a. It really doesn't matter. I mean, we got a couple funny things in there, so I think that.
You
know, there's doing some funny stuff in there. We can go in there and maybe talk about that guy. Well, talk about Fred.
Fred. I knew a Fred one time.
That dude.
He once shot a man just for snoring. Got out of bed and shot him dead. Well, his name was, I didn't know what his name was, so we just called him Fred. He was riding across the desert on a horse to another town, looking for a woman in a nightgown. The horse's name was, I didn't know what his name was, so we just called him Fred. Sing it if you know it! Oh, now Fred's riding Fred, Fred's riding Fred, Fred's riding Fred, Fred's riding Fred, Fred's riding Fred. Well, he got to a town, he met a woman in a nightgown, and she was wearing a frown. Hell, it rhymed. Her name was, I didn't know what her name was, so we just called her Fred, 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 Fred. Oh, now Fred's riding Fred, Fred's riding Fred, Fred's riding Fred, Fred's riding Fred. That sounds called Fred. Now Fred is dead. That sounds called Fred. Yee-hoo! Sang, you bastard! I like my women like I like my chicken. Where you at? Not too much, not too little. Just shut the fuck up right now, okay? I'm tired of this shit. May not be singing it now, but when you get your ass up in the morning, hop in the shower, it'll be stuck in your head. Drink your Kool-Aid, follow me. I've had people come up to me 6 months later and go, Carlos, what is it, my friend? I'd have beat the shit out of you, is what I'd do. What's the third line of that damn song?
Well, I got it for sale.
It's on a tape. It's in them boxes. It's all that's on there is the third line. And I come on and say, hey, it's me, Rodney. You just got fucked, and here's some classical music to ease your pain.
You know, I remember a time back in my hometown of Lubbock, Texas. Old Rodney Carrington came to the damn midnight rodeo. I remember I wasn't maybe 21, 22 years old, just old enough to get out and drink, really make an ass out of myself, and have a good time doing it, you know. And we went out there and seen that dude, and I mean, all I remember was laughing so hard I fell off the bar stool. I don't remember nothing else after that. That dude, really, I remember thinking he should have been taller. You know, when you hear him, he's got this big old deep southern voice and all this and that, you know. And, I mean, I'm not that tall of a guy. That's a bitch only about 5'2", 5'3", you know, if that. He looked like a short, stocky thing. Funny as hell, man. Funny as all get out. I mean, great guy, too. Did you ever watch that TV show he had?
Yeah, was it Beer for My Horses?
No, that was that movie. That was that movie he was in with Toby Keith, man. That was hilarious.
Yep.
That movie, he had that dog that farted. Every time he farted, something happened.
Oh, man.
I loved it, man. That was a good one. No, he had a TV show and kind of focused on the life of him and his family, you know, And I don't know. I didn't watch it too often, but it was okay. You know, those guys are always different. I mean, of course they're acting, you know. But it was okay, you know. I don't know, but boy, Rodney, he's a good guy. He's like Bill Nance, you know. He's a good old country boy. I think he's from Oklahoma up there.
And,
you know, I mean, he likes to drink beer and party just like every other cowboy redneck does, just like we do. Coming up summertime, I tell you, a couple weeks from now, Memorial Day weekend, I am going up there east of Tulsa somewhere to go party with one of my good friends. One of my best friends in the world, actually. I don't get to see him that often. But we're going up there. We're going camping. We're going to go to the river and hang out. We're going to try to put us together a little redneck yacht club. Speaking of that...
My buddies out on the lake. We're headed out to a special place we love that just a few folks know. There's no signing up, no monthly dues. Take your Johnson, your Mercury, or your Evinrude and fire it up. Beat us out at Party Cove. Come on in, the water's fine. Just idle on over. Tossing some line, fast trackers, bail liners, and a party barge strung together like a floating trailer park. Anchored out and getting loud all summer long. Side by side, there's five houseboat front porches, astroturf lawn chairs and tiki torches. Regular Joes rocking the boat that's up. The Redneck Yacht Club. Flip-flops and a tank top tan. He popped his first top at 10 a.m. That's Bob. He's our president. We're checking out the girls on the upper deck, rubbing in the 15 SPF. It's hot. Everybody's jumping in. Later on when the sun goes down, we'll pull out the jar and that old guitar and pass them around. Bass tractors, bail liners, and a party barge strung together like a floating trailer park. Anchored out and getting loud all summer long. Side by side, there's five houseboat front porches, astroturf lawn chairs and tiki torches. Regular Joes rocking the boat that's up. Redneck Yacht Club. Party's over and we're all alone. We'll be making waves in a no-wake zone. Fast trackers, bail liners, and a party barge strung together like a floating trailer park. Anchored out and getting loud all summer long. Side by side, there's five houseboat front porches, astroturf lawn chairs and tiki torches. Regular Joes rocking the boat. Redneck Yacht Club. Redneck
www.blogtalkradio.com/unknownpg. You are in.
Well, I tell you what, man. Unknown Radio Network is a wonderful, wonderful organization. And we are very, very proud to be a part of it. But I got to tell you something, Justin. This daggum blog talk, you know, it's been having problems ever since they had those storms out there. Do you hear it kind of drawing out the song? Messed up a damn good country song. That ain't right.
Yeah.
I mean, do you feel me? It ain't, I mean, you can't have it. You know what I'm saying? You can't have it. Well, I mean, that's as bad as just cussing on the radio. Can't do it, you know?
Every it's time a family you do program. Something like,
hey, it is a family program messing up a country song. Yeah, I mean, God, I'll say. You know what? Either way, we're going to do it. We play a little music, a little rock, rap, jazz, country, you know, well, whatever. Whatever it is, whatever's, you know, cool, whatever we like to do. It's one of the things about having our own show, Justin. We get to do whatever we want to do. And that's what we're going to do later on tonight during FWP's Chaos. It's the last 30 minutes of the show we do every week. Right here live on Ghost Hunt Texas Style. Justin, want to say thank you to everybody out there that's listening. Everybody in the chat room had a little spunky in there. And everybody that goes back and listens to this thing on the archives later on after the show, we appreciate it. You know, I was checking the numbers again the other day. One of our shows, I don't remember which one, had 787 archive listeners on that bad boy. You believe that? 700.
Man, that's crazy.
We got to get our shit together, man. We got to get it together. We need to make a program. I'm sorry. I don't know. See, it's random. I mean, you just can't ever tell. Yeah, I mean, you never know. It just pops in at the weirdest times. But we got to get it together. We need to make a program. Out late show.
Absolutely.
I see it happening.
And even Carlos even knows that, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know. He does.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
That's all I ever hear from him. He's trying to take over the show. We ain't going to let him. We're not going to let him. You know, Rachel Williams, lead investigator for Fort Worth Paranormal, she was over here the other night. She's trying to take over the show. She wants to hit all the buttons and play with the switches. And I told her, that's my job. I like flicking stuff. Flicking, it's fun. That's what we like to do. You got to push the buttons and make all the, you know, the shiny stuff. You got to have all that kind of stuff. But right now, we got some breaking news. Breaking news.
Uh-oh.
It's very sad. Very sad. I regretfully inform everybody that was planning on attending the East Texas Ghost Con, hosted by Unknown Paranormal. And lineup has changed. You know, anytime people do this stuff, subjects change. Things happen. You know, you never know. But Aaron Houdini will not be there at this event. He actually pulled out. Not sure what happened, but he will not be there. So we're getting a replacement for him ASAP. I think it's going to be somebody that everybody knows, everybody loves. I can't wait. Hopefully here in a couple of weeks we'll be able to announce the confirmation of the guest that we have. And hey, couldn't pick a better person. I know that much. And so, unfortunately, Mr. Aaron Houdini will not be at the East Texas Ghost Con, which, you know what, sucks because, man, he's going to miss out. Dude, not only are the places cool down there that we get to investigate, a lot of them have, some of these that Kevin has lined up down there has never been investigated. Nobody's ever touched them. I mean, not only do we have the Hotel Marshall, you got the jail, and he's got two or three other locations that have never been touched. You know, I mean, it's an amazing event. It was a great event last year, and I can't wait to get back down there. Only thing is, there may be a date conflict there. You know, we talk about it all the time. This is, you know, what we do. But, you know, as people and who we are, you know, family is everything. And my children are the absolute world to me. And my daughter's birthday is October 6th, which is the last day of that conference. And so what I will most likely end up doing will be to go there. We're going to speak on Saturday, right, Justin, I think? We're speaking on Saturday, and after the conference closes down, the meet and greet and all that kind of stuff, you know, help everybody clean up, get packed up. I'm probably going to head back this way, and because I want to make sure to be here on my daughter's birthday. Now, if her birthday party and all that stuff is done on that Saturday, man, I don't know, man. I don't know. So I'm going to see what I can get done on that. But, you know, I mean, if it can't be adjusted and it's, you know, we've got, she wants a certain kind of birthday, man. And, you know, if it comes down to it, man, you know what choice I have to make. But I'm going to do everything I can in between, you know, definitely to see what we can get done. But that's going to be an amazing event. He's got a ton of teams out there, a ton of speakers, a bunch of great people. Yours truly, Justin Eric, will be out there, right, sir? You'll be there for sure.
I will.
The rest of Fort Worth Paranormal will be there as well. A lot of great people, a lot of great local folks. Jeremy Jones, Paranologies, Richard Contreras, those guys will be there. You know, everybody is looking forward to this thing, and I can't wait. You know, if there's only one event I was going to go to this year, it's going to be that, you know, for sure. I mean, it's just, you can't find better people than the people out there in Unknown Paranormal. They are really just they are just a great group of folks. We love them to death. And I tell you, you know, Kevin's working on doing some things here for this radio network, and we fully support and back him. Can't wait till he gets this thing up and running, because it's going to be a blast. And hopefully we'll have a much, you know, smoother operating system here on some of this stuff that's really integrated into the what everybody is able to get on and see and view, make it real accessible without any kind of glitches or hiccups and plenty of storage. So it's going to be awesome. You know, I pretty much get tired of crap happening. You get all prepared for a daggum show. You know, you get all excited, do all this stuff. You call in, it's busy. Call in. Call back later. We're having technical difficulties. You know, it's computers. It's not their fault, and they do an amazing job of getting stuff online and getting it fixed and getting up right. You know, you're never going to get away from it. But, you know, it is kind of frustrating. A lot of sensor beeps, you know. You never know what's going to come out after a night of aggravation. You know, there's a lot of things like that. And, you know, one of the things that, as a parent and as a person, you know, you really hope that when your kids get old enough to make their own decisions, that they make the right choices. And I don't know if you've seen here lately, but you seen old Miley Cyrus here recently? Have you seen this girl?
No, did she like shave her head or something?
Boy, I'll tell you what, man. I bet her daddy is pissed. Well, maybe not. I don't know. I don't know if he would be, but I mean, all I'd be.
Dead gummit!
I mean, it's shaved head, tattoos, no clothes, running around, partying like some little crazy person. You know what I mean? Look.
She must idolize Lindsay Lohan.
Man, that is just dadgummit. That's just even worse. That's even worse. All grown up though. All grown up, boy. I mean,
you know what's terrible. Crazy though, Kevin?
What?
I hear Bill popping in and out every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't heard from that man in I don't know how long, and then finally he makes an announcement.
Ain't this a fine howdy-do?
He does.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Bill finally makes an announcement. The three
what
legends, okay, and the Bill Dance Crew. This is going to be Cutterly Corner, okay?
Who?
Be sure to catch Cutterly Corner this weekend and check out the three legends. Collection featuring Bill Dance, Jimmy Houston, and Roland Martin.
Hmm.
Superstar Fisherman. And Bill Dance, of course, is going to be the center of the attention, of course, because I'm sure he's going to be tripping over invisible fishing lines. He's going to, you know, he's going to step on fishing lures. I mean, this guy, I'm telling you.
Oh man, that is going to be so funny. I love.
Woo, funny Jim.
I mean, I'm always halfway tempted to make him a mustache out of fish scales.
That guy. He's something else, man. It's random. You never know what you're going to hear out of him. You never know what's going to happen. He does a good job. I mean, he's been doing that stuff for years. But every now and then, boy, he'll catch himself on a trailer hitch and just go to cussing him. You're falling out of boats. There ain't no telling what, you know, what'll happen with that guy. But it is damn sure funny. That's for a fact. You know, it's he's one of those guys that I really want to meet. I really do, man. I mean, I just couldn't imagine what a day would be like with that dude around.
Hey, I got an idea.
Shut up. I don't want to hear it.
Mm-hmm. You never know what's going to happen. You never know. I mean, he's a lot of people look at that guy, you know, used to, they looked at him as a, I don't man, but his outtakes and stuff like that are just absolutely hilarious. But I tell you what, the man probably has more fishing experience than, I mean, you know, what, if you ever got a chance to go out with, I couldn't imagine what all that man knows. You imagine how many daggum lures he has? You know, I got 600 lures just from the tackle boxes when I was a kid. You know, I ain't a pro fisherman. But I met a guy the other day. I was down at Bass Pro Shops. I was looking at a bass boat, and I was talking to this guy, and he had all these trophies and plaques on his wall back there, and he was one of those professional fishermen. And he traveled around, you know, and he said that he didn't have to buy a boat for, I think he did it for like 17 years. He said he didn't have to buy a boat ever after the second year. You know, they paid for him to travel. He got the prize money. He had the jackets, the sponsors, the rods, the reels, tackle, everything. Boat, trailer, they had the sponsors on the truck. He got a, you know, fuel allowance, all this kind of stuff. And it's just amazing. I said, hey, did you ever meet Bill Dance? He said, yeah. He said, yeah. I said, is he, you know, have you ever seen his outtakes? He said, oh, yeah, we watched all of them. And he goes, he's pretty much like that all the time. You know, that's just him just being himself. You know, he just does it. He has that kind of luck where just stuff happens. It just happened to him. And you never know. I would love to be able to get out and spend some time with that dude, man. That would be awesome. So I know he's somebody you'd really like to meet, wouldn't he, Justin? I think it'd be hilarious.
Absolutely.
Man, I mean, what, you know, hell, what better?
Well, speaking of Bill Dance, though, I did reach out to him today.
What?
I did reach out to him, and I sent him a message asking if he'd like to be on a radio show. So I'm waiting
on
a response. Yes.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Oh, man. Dude, how cool would that be?
So
that would be amazing, dude. Do you think he'll respond, actually?
I'd like to hope so. I'm not sure. He pops in on our show all the time.
Well, that's for a fact.
You know, instead of him just throwing in his own little sound bites on our show, he needs to come in and actually give us an entire, you know, show.
He would, man. I would love to interview him. I think it'd be fun. We could throw in a bunch of clips, a lot of bloopers, and just, you know, really have a good time with it if he was cool. You know, I think he'd be okay with it. I mean, hell, why not? It'd be funny as hell, you know. Just, you know, have it all in good fun. Hell, he did it. You're not us. We just laugh at it. It's not our deal, you know. So, but you know, he is a good old country boy, and you know, being from the country is part of who we are and what we do, and country music's what we like to play. And we're gonna play a little bit of country tonight, man. You know, we mix it up a little bit, but we got some good country songs in here. I'm gonna try to line it out here, Justin. I got a good one we ain't heard in a few weeks. Let's take a few minutes to listen to some Jason Aldean here, guys. Be right back.
Farm was a place to go. Load a truck up, hit the dirt road. Jump the barbed wire, spread the word. Light the bonfire and call the girls. King in the can and the Marlboro man. Jack and Jim were a few good men. Where you learn how to kiss and cuss and fight too. Better watch out for the boys in blue. And all this small town, he said, she said. Ain't it funny how rumors spread? Like I know something y'all don't know. And that talk is getting old. You better mind your business, man. Watch your mouth. Before I have to knock that loud mouth out. I'm tired of talking, man. Y'all ain't listening. Them old dirt roads is what y'all miss. I'm chilling on a dirt road. Laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window. And ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights. It's got me reminiscing on the good times. I'm turning off a real life driving. That's right, I'm hitting easy street on the tires. I sit back and think about them good old days. The way we were raising our southern ways. And we like cornbread and biscuits. And if it's broke around here, we fix it. I can take y'all where you need to go. Down to my hood, back in them woods. We do it different round here, that's right. But we sure do it good, and we do it all night. So if you really want to know how it feels to get off the road, trucks and four wheels, jump on in, and man, tell your friends. We'll raise some hell with a blacktop in.
Chilling on the dirt road. Laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window. And ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights.
That's right. That's right. We want to say congratulations to a very, very special group here this week. Justin, I think you'll back me up in this little decision I have made here. We want to give a round of applause to the folks over at Southern Paranormal. New TV show on TV, whatever channel that thing on. You have officially made the South look like a bunch of idiots. I mean, hey, we call it like it is, Jack. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, dadgummit, you know, not getting very good reviews. Hadn't heard too many good things about it. I heard something about a damn bell on the end of a stick, and that was fake. And, you know, a whole bunch of stuff. And I just got to tell you, not impressed. Not impressed. You know, there's a lot of damn good shows that were on TV that I'd rather see back on there than that. You know, hell, Magnum P.I. for one of them. How about the Fall Guy? Let's bring that dude back. You remember him?
Had
that big Chevrolet 4x4 truck. That hot girl always laying in the bathtub. I remember that. Man, Fall Guy. Yeah, we need some of that stuff coming back. You know, we need some more of that. You know what I need? I need my Duck Dynasty.
You know, when you mentioned Fall Guy, I remember watching a show that used to come on right after that, and it was Magnum P.I. with Tom Selleck. Remember that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man, Magnum P.I., dude.
And then after Magnum P.I. came on, it was Knight Rider.
And then I'm sure MASH kicked it off before the TV went static at 12:30 or 1 o'clock in the morning like it used to.
And then early in the morning, you had the little color bars.
Oh, yeah. Purple, blue, pinks, greens, grays, all coming right down the middle. Kind of made you wonder what the hell you took last night. You never knew.
Yeah.
But you're too young to take anything.
and Lisa's like, well, no Dukes of Hazzard. Of course there's Dukes of Hazzard. That came on in the morning.
You know what I remember? He-Man. Dude, he used to rule, man. The He-Man was cool. Man, he'd come up there, kids across the world sat in front of the TV and watched that. You know, it was crazy. I was thinking about today, you know, this evening my daughter had a art presentation. I am so proud of this little girl, man. She is amazing at everything that she touches. But in her art class, they selected one student from each school in the entire district to have their art presentation from what they did in class presented at a, you know, collective show here. And it was at this old place called Russell's Farm here in Burleson. And basically there was a family that owned it. They had 564 acres of land. They had a house. They had an outhouse. I mean, this thing was like walking back in the 1800s. I mean, they did their own milk. They had a garden there. They had a farm with crops. They had cattle. They had donkeys. They had horses. They had everything. Donkeys kind of reminded me of Richard Vinesome. That took me a picture. But they had everything they needed to live right there off of the land. And I was telling the kids about some things of how it was way back when. You know, they're like, why do they have this? Well, they had this because they needed this. You know, used to in the old days, your wealth wasn't shown by, you know, how much money you had in your bank account or what car you drove. It was shown by what you had, your land, your cattle, your home. What could you do to provide for you and your family and at the same time pass down for your children and their children to be able to provide and survive? Because the real focus was surviving, you know what I mean? Food,
right, right.
Shelter,
now hold
water.
That thought. Now hold that thought real quick. You know how they determine wealth by looking at somebody in the Middle East,
mm-hmm.
in Arabic countries.
Yes,
if you got a big if you're fat and you got a big gut, they think you're rich.
Right, because you can eat.
Yep.
That's medieval times thinking, is what that is. You know what I mean? They did that back in the medieval times. The people that were fat normally were wealthy, you know, they could afford to eat. And these people that had this land, when they kind of got older in their ages, I mean, they're kind of up there now, but they didn't have any children to leave this to. And so they donated it to the city of Burleson. And I'm thinking, how freaking cool is that? These people donated all this land and their house and everything and moved into a rent house and did this so that the people and the children and the, you know, people in the community could come out and see, you know, what it was really like to live in the country out here. You should see the view. Oh, my gosh, it's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful, man. I mean, just dream place, dream place. It was amazing, man. You know, this country is so beautiful, and there's so many places that, you know, we have the privilege of getting to go and actually, you know, do something when we get there that not everybody else gets to do. It's not like a tourist attraction. And, you know, going into some of these big haunted locations is a big perk of having friends and having been in this field for so long and doing all this stuff. And I tell you, it comes from the relationships that we have with these people, man. You know, it comes from trust, and it comes from seeing them and doing the right thing and being genuine as a person. You know, and I saw something on Facebook the other day. It kind of made me laugh, and I tell you, that damn Facebook, golly. That, oh, jeez. But it's addictive, you know. I mean, you know, what are you going to do? It is definitely, definitely addictive. But it said something that, you know, prior to 2000, a paranormal team was all about research, study, investigation, you know, doing all these things, you know, hands-on type of stuff. And then it said, after, you know, post-2000, get T-shirts made, get a website, go to events, talk about stuff that you think you know but you really don't, try to get a TV show. And I'm just like, you know, I mean, and it's crazy. But, you know, it's hard to categorize things like that because not every team is like that. There are a lot that are, you know, and it's people within the teams. It's not the field itself. The field is just a platform, you know, and it doesn't matter if you're at work, if you're no matter what aspect of life you look at it, there's always going to be some turd that comes in and jacks it up. You know what I'm saying? And it's funny, and so the relationships that you have really kind of diminish and, you know, eliminate all the drama and the crap, you know. You have trust, you have character as people, you know these people as friends outside of it, you know, you would actually hang out with these folks if you weren't just ghost hunting, you know. And we've met a lot of really, really good people like that. But we're able to have that and meet so many over the years. You see teams come and go, you know, come in, drop out, never hear from you, don't know. You know, they post a bunch of blurry pictures on the internet and then you don't hear from them ever again, you know. Run little promotional things and all these deals and real big into all this stuff and make all this money off of it after they sell them or have an event, then you don't hear from them again. You know, I mean, there's people that have taken deposits of money on big time trips and then just walked away. You know, what kind of crap is that? You know what I mean? What kind of stuff is that? You know, that's why I'm really glad that places like the Catfish Plantation does what they do, because it really gives people a chance to come out and, you know, experience this stuff for themselves and, you know, really try to get in and make their own assessment and judgment and bring some credibility and validity back to the field and get rid of
right. All,
you know, the notions and the media hype and what people say and all this other kind of stuff. You know, if they want a chance to experience paranormal activity, not only is Catfish Plantation the place for that, but if you want some good Southern food, boy, that's the place to go. Best catfish in the world, hands down. No doubt about it. They've been nationally televised,
right.
Advertised, interviewed by everybody that you can think of. Well known, and you know, they're gracious enough to stay after hours and let people come out here and do this, and we are proud to be affiliated with them. You guys can check them out at catfishplantation.com if you get on there. Again, folks, this is Ghost Hunting Texas Style. We're live every Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time with your host Justin Eric and Kevin Bryan right here on Unknown Paranormal Radio Network. Justin, we're about to go into the break. I think we're going to pick up the pace a little bit here. You know, the country's good and we like all that. Love it. But we're going to kind of pick up the pace a little bit for the break, try to kick the second half of the show off. We've got some good things to talk about. Justin, I know there's a few stories that you wanted to bring up that we're going to kind of hit on that have some good points that's in the media today. And then we've got a real, real subject that's kind of, since I learned details about this, was doing a little research, I've kind of been pissed off. You know, to be honest with you about this whole thing, you know, you hear about stories in the news and stuff, and everybody, you relate that to yourself. You know, in your personal life. I'll tell you, this story right here is a, boy, it's a barn burner. I mean, fool. Boy, if you ever, you know, we're going to get into that. We're going to get into that the last 30 minutes of the show there in FWP's Chaos. And I think right now we're going to play some of the new music that we've loaded up. And we may actually play two songs and stretch the legs here for a second. And I hope you guys stick with us for the second half of the show. Again, we thank you guys for listening every week. Thank you to everybody in the chat. We love you. We appreciate you. And we will see you guys here in just a few.
You are listening to
Fort Worth Paranormals
Ghost Hunt.
Ghost Hunt.
Texas style.
Bringing you the best in paranormal radio.
That's right, folks. Welcome back to the second half of Ghost Hunt Texas style. You are live tonight. Justin, Eric, Kevin, Brian, right here. We do this every Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time on Unknown Radio Network. We thank these guys for allowing us to do this every week. Justin, did you make it back from the break? Did you get a beer? Did you stretch the legs? What are we doing? I got some coldies here we're going to crack. How about that? How about that? There's some for the gift. Got another one. There's one for Sandy. Love that girl. Anyway, what's going on, brother? Did you make it here with me? Are you here? Can you hear me? I guess not. He always ends up having these daggum technical problems when we come back
here,
from the break. Hey.
I'm here, Jack, and I'm drinking iced tea.
He's drinking some iced tea. Are you carrying a gallon with you? Did you bring it? Bringing it along?
Well, by the time I finish with my tea, I'll have a gallon in my stomach.
I heard that, man. I heard that. Well, we got another hour of this shit, so you better get comfortable. So I hope you guys enjoyed the first half of the show, the second half of the show. We try to turn it up a little bit, you know. The funny thing about this show is we really don't talk about the paranormal all that much. However, we have done a little bit of talking about the paranormal tonight. Last week, I think, was actually a show that we successfully went 2 hours without ever even mentioning the paranormal. And it was a damn good show. I mean, like you said, the paranormal is, you know, part of our life. It's who we are and what we do. And there's a lot of stuff that's going on. I know that, there's so much going on in the paranormal that it will consume you. And so there's so much other stuff in life. And so we try to kind of hit a mix of both and a common denominator with the music. And we try to play a little, you know, variety of that. The first half of the show, Justin, was pretty much all country music. Second half, we're going to kick it up. We're going to throw some stuff, break some stuff, and then, you know, do some Red, some 30 Seconds to Mars. We got all kinds of stuff loaded up in here that we're going to get on here before we get to FWP's chaos time. I tell you, for the break, we talked a little bit about it's this dadgum kidnapping case over here in Cleveland, and the more I learn about it, the madder I get. And I can't wait for that chaos to kick it out. I mean, we get to say what we want, do what we want during that 30 minutes, and Justin has a very good disclaimer for that little segment of our show.
I do. And I can, you know, before we get into chaos, because I got a feeling we may just go into chaos a little early because of that. But before you know, and just for those folks that are listening, for those folks that are not in the chat room, we want to hear from you.
We
want to hear from you. If you'd like to call in just to say hello, if you want to call in to kind of speak your mind on current events, feel free to do so. The number is 323-580-5703. Call in. We'd love to hear from you. You know, we're going to talk about some current events. We're going to talk about some crap that's gone on. But when we get to chaos, it's no holds bars, folks. It's all out, knock down, drag out. Let's do this. And it gets intense sometimes. Sometimes we'll just have to crack a few coldies and keep going.
Oh, man, you never know. They could come at any time. Here's one.
Absolutely.
Have another. There's a few coldies right there, man. And like I said, we're going to try to turn up the volume here just a little bit and try to get some stuff and try to keep it country, you know. And this is a little song we like to call the Country Song by a band named Cedar.
Well, I can't stand to look at you now. This revelation's out of my hands. Still, I can't bear the thought of you now. This complication's leaving me scared. Stay when you think you want me. Pray when you need advice. Hey, keep your sickness off me. Try it again.
would like to stand up and salute somebody. Justin, you told me a little bit earlier about a kid who told off a teacher in the classroom. Now, I don't agree with how he did it, but I damn sure like what he said. Tell me about what happened over there.
Well, this happened over there in DFW, Duncanville High School.
Really?
Yeah, he was there.
Okay.
Right there in the heart of DFW. Uh-huh. And apparently, this teacher gets into the habit, I guess, you know, according to, you know, what this kid was saying, you know, he was just fed up with how the teacher just gives him a packet, said, okay, read this, and then do this, do that, whatever. And he's like, teach us. You know, and she, you know, he apparently gets in trouble because he talked out of line or whatever, but then he goes off on this rant, you know, because apparently she's not teaching.
Right.
So, I don't know. If I'm being just told to do this, told to do that, and you have a lick of what's going on, then heck yeah, I'd speak up, and good on him.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's not right to outright disrespect the teacher in class. There's a way to get that across. However, he did have to make a radical movement to get any kind of attention or you know what I'm saying about that. But the thing of it is, a lot of times when people do stuff like that, the message that they come across or try to say is not, it's not explained clearly. It doesn't come across, you know, articulate. People don't understand what the point of it is. This kid, however, was able to really relay a good message and throw out some good points that we all know is true. And it's terrible, you know. I mean, teachers are one of the most respected, loved, most needed, hardest working, genuine people there are in the world. And at the same time, being a teacher is not a paycheck. You know, it's not something you do to draw money. Of course you get paid for it, but it's not something you just show up to do. You've got to be passionate about it. You know, you have to be able to connect and teach. You're setting the path, you know, for these children, especially at the young ages, very influential, you know, and being a teacher is a tough job, man, a tough job. So I'm glad that he was able to get that message out. But like I said, I really don't agree with the way he did it. However, what's done is done. I mean, the biggest part of it is that message got out. Now, what they do with that, who knows? I mean, do you really think the school board's going to do anything? Do you really think she's going to change her ways after 20 years just because some video ended up on YouTube? You know what I'm saying?
You never know.
Who knows? I don't know.
I mean, because if you think about it, I mean, you know, national scrutiny, it has a strange way of changing people.
Sure does. That's for a fact, you know. But at the same time, you know, in this day and age, they can pull some politically correct kind of stuff, and it could go either way. They could suspend him and blow it off, or they could fire her to make an example. You know, I mean, who knows? You know, I don't know. But hopefully a good positive comes out of it. You know, and it's just crazy that, you know, stuff like this is still happening. You know what I'm saying? I mean, of course, there's a ton of kids. I mean, tons of schools and all this and that, you know. But, you know, it's just sad to know that, you know, sometimes you get defeated. You know, and hopefully we would be the type to recognize that, especially in a field that requires so much passion, dedication, you know, creativity, thinking outside the box, you know, self-motivation to get up and stay with it, you know, and understand and see the results of your labor later, you know, and how these kids turn out and them helping them graduate and these types of things. You just hate to see that, you know, that's not happening in the schools, you know, and that every kid's not getting the opportunity that they deserve, especially when they have the effort, make the effort themselves, their parents make the effort to get them there. You know, they show up every day, they do what they're supposed to do, you know. But, you know, there's a lot of things wrong with this society. There's a lot of things wrong with what goes on and what's acceptable in today's age. But depending on who you ask, you're going to get a different opinion no matter who you ask. Everybody's different, you know, but that's a good thing, again, about doing our own damn show, because this is our opinion. And we're going to start chaos just a little bit early, Justin. Like you said, I think that's a good idea. We're going to talk about some of this stuff, and I'm going to play a song right now that kind of describes the mood and the world that we're in today. And, you know, kind of what you know, what's going on. You know, it's nuts, man. It's nuts. I like this thing. We've heard it before, but it's true. You know, it's a big smoke screen. It's a big shadow, and you've got to be able to see through that cloud of BS and figure out what's going on. And we're going to come back, and we're going to kick off FWP's chaos here in just a few. ¶¶
Listening to
Fort Worth Paranormals
Ghost Hunting,
Ghost Hunting,
Texas style,
bringing you the best in paranormal radio.
That's right, folks. Welcome back. This is FWP's Chaos Time, last half hour or so of our show is where we let it all loose. Justin, boy, we have got a killer, killer topic to talk about tonight. Oh, my gosh. I mean, let's get right into it. There was a kidnapping in Cleveland. Apparently,
yep.
11 stinking years ago. This guy kidnapped these three girls, and he has had them locked in his house for the last 11 years. I cannot believe this is the stuff the CSI TV shows are made of, the movies, all this kind. What kind of sick, perverted, demented son of a bitch has the, I mean, you know what I'm saying? After the fact, I mean, you start to think of, you know, what was it, if that was your kid, the families, how they feel, but these kids have been gone for 11 years, they're hoping, they're praying, they're, you know, holding vigils, and some even had funeral service.
And they're watching this stuff, and these girls are watching their own vigils on TV.
I mean, what kind of sick bastard has to do that? You know what I mean? What kind of sick bastard has to do that? Why in the hell, you tell me, why in the hell is this son of a bitch going to go to jail? and he's going to sit out a life sentence where it costs the average taxpayer approximately $35,000 to $40,000 a year to house a federal or state inmate imprisoned in a state facility to provide this guy with food, shelter, and medication. Emergency services for when somebody whoops his ass when they find out what this guy did. We, our tax dollars, is what's going to pay for the medication to get his ass better.
Hey, you know what they should do?
What?
They should put that dude and Jody Arias in a cell together.
No, what they need to do is get real and get back to, you know, an eye for an eye and execute this son of a bitch. You know what I mean?
Bring him to Texas and hang him.
He stole the life away from these girls. He stole the life away from them. He stole the capacity to love, the capacity to trust. He stole the genuine goodness out of people, the ability to find the good, genuine quality in a person. They're never going to be able to have that. You know what I mean? They're,
right.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine? He had these girls tied up and chained for the first part. Then he allowed them to move upstairs and live on the second floor. But when people came over, he would take them up in the attic and tape their mouths and chain them to the, so they couldn't do anything. Even the only place they ever, the only time they ever left the house, from what reports say, is that they went from the house to the garage, which was just an adjacent building. But even then, they had to wear wigs and hats and all this and that. There was only one girl that he took out in public, and he, you know, said it was his granddaughter or the daughter of his girlfriend or something like that. One of the girls, you know, this guy repeatedly raped these girls. And it's just so sad. It's heartbreaking. You know,
right,
I
mean, right.
I have daughters. You know, Justin, I know you have daughter as well. And
yep.
And it is absolutely sickening and disgusting. You know, to look at a person just because this person is a female, you know, as a piece of meat or an item or something like that. And that's what he did. And he used these women and people as his toys. He repeatedly raped them. He had 5 pregnancies with this one girl. And, you know, induced 4 miscarriages on this girl that I just, you know, you can't even read this stuff without breaking up.
Yeah, I mean, and the thing is that, I mean, it's just one of those things that's completely unfathomable. I mean, I can't even imagine, bro. Just the family, you can't. You really can't because it's you don't think about that type of stuff, man. You know, only a sick person would be able to do stuff like that. And you're right, man. You know, women, they're not just a piece of meat. They're not, you know, just something on the side of the road, you know, that some guy can have his way with. No, they're intelligent, they're smart, they keep our asses in line, and I can admit that, you know.
Every person is a human being, and we have certain
absolutely.
Human rights, you know, and it's not fair. It's not fair, but get yourself in the mindset of this guy. This guy actually did a celebration of their abduction days. Like, it was like a birthday party for the day that their life changed and this transformation and all this stuff. I mean, this guy was not right in the head. He was living, you know, a complete sick fantasy, and other people had to pay the price. And, you know, I think that if you're ever going to have a case to where you should say, let's bring back, you know, let's bring back some real punishment. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to make an example of this guy, let's make an example. What he did to these people was not humane. It was not civil. It was not fair. It was not just. You know what I mean? Why the hell should his punishment
right.
be?
You know, but you
why
know
should,
what? But
why
through,
should he deserve that?
Through all the crap, through all the crap, and through all the heartache, and through all the you know, just the you know, being degraded and everything else, you know, dude, I thank God that they're alive still, bro, to be honest with you.
Yeah, okay.
You know, that they're still breathing. Dude, there is not a single price on life. Folks, if you're listening, I'm telling you, I mean, you may be going through a hard time right now. You may be, you know, at wit's end, whatever the case may be, but I'm telling you right now, listen to me. If you are struggling, if you're having a hard time, talk to somebody. Don't bottle it up, whatever you
right.
do. I don't care what the situation or the circumstance is, talk to somebody, okay? I've been in a situation, you know, where I've bottled some stuff up, and it's not healthy. You know, if you think about it, folks, it's like, you know, if you think, you know, like a tea kettle, You know, the thing's just going to keep building up steam, but eventually it's going to find a place to start whistling out. It's going to sound the alarms. Something's going to happen, you know, and you know, just talk to somebody. You know,
absolutely.
If you've gone through a rough time, you know, again, I know what it's like to go through a rough time. You know, to be honest with you folks, you know, listen to me. I suffer from what they call chronic PTSD. I have been deployed before. I have seen things in a war zone that is just completely, you can't even imagine, you know. But at the same time, you know, I also realize, too, that being able to talk to people like Kevin, being able to talk to people like my brothers and sisters, being able to talk to people that I'm comfortable with, you know, is my outlet. That's what keeps me sane. That's what keeps me goofy and funny and stuff like that. If I held this in, I'd probably be just some Oscar the Grouch, you know, just not wanting to talk to somebody and stuff like that. But at the same time, in a serious note, I mean, talk to people. Mm-hmm. I mean, it helps. It really does.
Something that happens to you is not your fault. It doesn't define you. It's something that happened to you. It's not who you are. You know, and you have to be able to, you know, be smart enough to realize that there's people that love you and people that care about you. You know, and thank God that these girls were able to get back with their families. I can't imagine, you know, what that feeling must be like. I mean, like my girls are getting a little older, you know, and your kids as well, you know, and you take them to birthday parties and, you know, you let them have some freedom. They go with their friends and they do this and that, you know, and then, you know, every now and then something happens, you can't find them. You know, they haven't texted you back quick enough. They haven't, you know, they're not where they said they were going to be at what time, dude. And that feeling, you know, like go to Six Flags or something. You know what I'm saying? And they get caught up in a crowd or across, you know, something like this. I mean, that feeling is, I could not imagine what those parents were going through. It's absolutely just sickening, man. And you can't
even stomach it, man. And the thing is that, you know, once again, I thank God. I thank God literally, man, that these girls are still alive, you know, that they're able to move on, you know, with the next chapters now. I'm not going to say it's going to be an easy road or anything like that, but you know what? They're free. They're with their family. They're with people that love them. They're, you know, they can they're on the road to recovery. They can get through it. I know they can, and take it from there. So, but at the same time, you know, there's been some crazy, crazy things happening. Even outside of all this stuff, man, you have the Jody Arias trial that's been going on since, what, 2008?
They finally
found her guilty of first-degree murder, and I guess either today, I think they're supposed to have it today, but I think tomorrow is when they're actually going to find out the sentence, whether it's going to be life in prison or death.
Right.
That's the thing, you know, I mean, I'm sorry, but there's just certain types of heinous crimes that are committed on a person's own free will that I just don't think that they should get to go and, you know what I'm saying, just hang out for the rest of their lives and have visitation and do this. And I understand that prison life is hard, but let me tell you something, guys. I worked in the Texas prison system for almost 4 years. Okay. I worked in the mental institutions. I worked in the young, aggressive, hard farms. Where guys come out and all you did when you went to work every day was fight. Let me tell you something, prison life is hard, but at the same time, you're still living. You're talking, you're writing letters, you're on the internet, you're learning things, you're doing this, you're hanging out, you make friends, you go to lunch, you go out, you play basketball, you lift weights. You do all this stuff, you do your time, and you move on. There's some kind of crimes I just personally, my opinion, do not think deserves that. Justin, real quick before we get into some of this, give out that disclaimer real quick, please. Let's protect ourselves.
Absolutely.
A little bit.
Absolutely. First and foremost, folks, I just want to let you know that the views of Ghost Hunt and Texas Style does not necessarily reflect the views of Unknown Radio Network.
That's absolutely right. Thank you for that. And let me tell you, on that note, I think they should take these sumbitches out in the field and beat the hell out of them. Drag them behind a horse up to the hanging post and string them up. I think they should sit there and they should suffer for what they did. I think this guy should get chained up, tied up, let some crazy ass come in there and rape his ass, string him through a field, and hang him. Bring him back. Make an example of him. This is what's going to happen if you make a conscious decision to do something like this to another person. You take out their basic human values. you change their life forever. You don't have that power. You don't have that control. You shouldn't. It's not right. You know what I mean? There are some cases where people do things that they're really sick in the head. They're mentally ill. They cannot control. They can't do these types of things. They have time and they have opportunity. That's a different case. Something like this, in my opinion, this dude was living a lie. He was living a lie, and he brought a whole bunch of other people into it. And I'm sorry, but it's not right. It's like that Boston bomber. This dude, they made a conscious decision to do this crap. And now what I'm seeing on the news, you're not hearing about the people that were injured. You're not hearing about the people that were still at the hospital. You're not hearing about the people that are trying to recover from this. You're not hearing about any of the people that were affected by this. What you're hearing about is, where are they going to bury the bomber? Where are they going to bury him?
Yep.
What are they going to do?
And you know what? And the sad part about it is, and the media knows this, man, the sad part about this crap is the definition of a terrorist, first and foremost, is one to inflict fear and to gain public attention. Okay, don't give them what they fucking want, dude.
Exactly.
Move on. Forget who those people are. Yeah, they're bombers, they're terrorists, whatever the case may be. Don't give them, whether they're dead right now, whether they're alive. Yeah, this is a family program, by the way. But at the same time, you know, don't give them what they want, whether they're dead now or they're still alive.
I agree.
Move on. Say it was a significant event. It was bad, you know, and then focus on the people that are recovering right now, you know?
That's right. Absolutely. I mean, who gives a shit where you bury this guy? What kind of attention do we need to know that? Only thing we need to know is that some bitch is dead. That's all we need to know. He's dead and he's done. Did you see the video of the cops that found the guy in the boat? When they found him with the night vision from the helicopters, did you see all that?
Yeah.
Dude, those police freaking opened fire. They were pissed. You know what I'm saying? They say, there's a whole bunch of stuff that spawned off of that. These dudes went in there and they made sure that this guy, you know what I'm saying, got what was coming to him. They opened fire on this guy. And I'm sorry, but let's be real. Let's call it like it is. He deserved it. You know what I mean?
But you know what? But you know something, man? I wonder what kind of boat it was. I guess it's now the Swiss cheese edition now, huh?
Yeah. It ain't going to hold buoyancy, I can guarantee you that. There's holes through that son of a bitch. I mean, but they lit that dude up. You know what I mean? They lit it up. And it's because, you know, in today's day and age, we have to constrain ourselves so much. You know, you can't say what's really on your mind. You can't go out and just do what's right. You know, somebody that, you know, it goes even as simple as somebody that cuts in line in front of you is allowed to do it because everybody between you and them doesn't want confrontation. You know what I'm saying? And it's like if you step up and you do that and you do something, you know, kind of aggressively, outwardly like that, you're the bad, crazy person. You know what I mean? And it is. It's a never-ending cycle that we're never going to get out of. You know what I mean? As sure as there's one person that thinks, yeah, you should go out and execute this guy, there's another one that says, no, you know, you can't do this. You're always going to have that conflict, and I understand. But that's why this is our show. That's why these are our opinions, you know. And I'm sorry, but you and I were raised in the country, and we were brought up that you treat people the way that you want to be treated. We do the right thing. It's the right thing to do. I don't give a damn what the impact is on me. If it's the right thing to do and I can help, that's what I'm there to do. So people like this, I don't understand it. Child molesters, I don't understand it. People that kill other people, thieves, I don't understand it. I don't get it. If you wouldn't want it done to yourself and you wouldn't be happy about it, why put another person through that? You know, the golden rule is treat others as you wish to be treated. If everybody really followed that, that's one simple instruction that has a majorly huge impact. Think of the type of different world we would be in if everybody treated another person the way that they wanted to be treated themselves. Think about that. It's powerful. It's powerful.
Absolutely.
But the one thing that it absolutely is it's not utilized. People don't do that. That's why I played that song by Fall Out Boy. You know, this ain't a scene, it's an arms race. That's what this country feels like. It's an arms race. We're greedy.
Mm-hmm.
Who can get the most money? You know, it doesn't matter. You shake one person's hand and smile at another, and at the end of the day, do whatever the hell whoever paid you to do.
You know, which brings up a good point, which I think right now is probably the perfect time to play that song, This Is War.
Who sings that?
30 Seconds to Mars.
I heard that. That's right. What a message, yep. Man. Folks, that was 30 Seconds to Mars. This is War. You know, music is a platform for people to say what can't be said in public. And we try to give a diverse selection. Amanda in the chat room said the music selection was great. And we appreciate that. We try to keep it that way. Justin, we got a couple things to talk about here before we end the show out tonight. I know that one of the things you're going to give us an announcement on is who our guest is going to be for next week. But real quick, I do want to kind of come back around to something we were talking about just a minute ago, that, you know what, relationships that we have with people is the most important thing. We want to take just a second to give a real quick shout out to a few folks. Of course, our folks and friends over at No Boundaries Media Entertainment. Thank them, Justin. Both you and I are clients of them, and we appreciate them. Our good friend Dan Guthrie over at Haunted Entertainment, you know, we love that guy. I mean, one of the best people that that we know. And, you know, there's a lot of things that we do that relate to Dan, Justin. You know, I got to play this thing before we get out of here. Check this out.
Have you ever been on an investigation and you aren't quite sure what to do, what to think? This is for you guys. Well, we have a solution. Here it is.
Hey, guys. How you going, guys?
Hey, guys. We have a lot of fun with that.
Here's your demon.
Welcome to the Upper Lip Theme Park.
How many rides you got?
How many whiskers do I have? That's what it's all about, man. We love O'Dan. I tell you what, man. We are proud to be a part of both agencies, man. And the folks over at No Boundaries Media Entertainment are a great group of folks. Have an amazing lineup people, as does Unknown Paranormal Radio Network. These guys have a show every single night, I think, except for Saturday nights, and they are working on that. Be sure to tune in right here at blogtalkradio.com/unknownPG every night. Most of the shows are run on Central Standard Time from about 8 to 10 p.m., but you can always check the schedule there right there on the homepage. Go back and give these folks a listen. I know Justin, you and I, we appreciate Kevin and them allowing us to do this every single week, and we try to get it together every now and then. You know, we appreciate everybody that comes and listens. We appreciate you guys in the chat. Thank you for joining us every single week. We've got a few minutes left here, Justin. I know there's a few things you want to talk about. We're going to kick it out with some music. As always, we're going to crack a few colors before we go. We're going to play some Bill Dance. And we may just play that Dadgum Fred song again because I like it and it's funny. And I want to make sure that everybody has a I want to make sure that they have a chance to hear that bad boy before we get out.
Oh, yeah, we'll play some Fred song. But now, real quick, folks, I did, and this just came across as recent as our midway halfway break. But our guest that we were going to try and slate for next week, her name is Karen Vance Hammond, and she is an author of a book called Shoe Marks. It's a very, very prominent book that she has written. Apparently, it has a lot of stuff that had happened in none other than Texas.
Absolutely.
And so she has informed me, of course, however, that she's got some finals coming up this month. A lot of finals, so she's preparing for all that stuff. So we're more than likely going to be able to get her after the 7th of June. So unfortunately, we're not going to be able to have her next week, but we're looking forward to having her after the 7th of June. So she's very, very excited. And as a matter of fact, she just sent me an email not long ago with the digital copy of that book, Shoe Marks. So I'm going to send you a copy of it tonight, Kevin.
Oh, cool. Well, that's going
to
be great.
Really, really cool, man, to look at this and check it out. And all that good stuff. Now, folks, listen here. This is chaos, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you need to listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you've ever had a spat with your mother. I don't care if if y'all aren't agreeing or anything like that. Love on your mom this weekend.
That's right. Mama's Day. Mama's Day coming up this
Love
Sunday.
Love on Mama.
Mother's Day 2013. I hope everybody has big plans. I know I do. And for the people that you know don't have your moms, please take a minute to talk to them. You know, the afterlife is real, guys. The afterlife is
Absolutely.
Real. Speaking of that, I heard a story, Justin, real quick. This thing was awesome. Check this out. There was a guy, I heard this from a friend of mine who's back home in Lubbock. There was a guy, a biker guy, well known. His wife passed away not too long ago. Actually, quite a bit ago, 5 or 10 years. And he woke up the other morning. I think this happened on Tuesday. He woke up the other morning and he posted on Facebook on Tuesday morning. He said, I had a dream. I had a dream that I saw my wife on a bus and we were holding hands and we were talking and everything was fine and we were going. And when the bus stopped, she looked at me and gave me a hug and said, everything's going to be okay. And I am not kidding you. The next morning, he said, I feel like I'm in a good place. I feel at peace. I feel at ease. You know, everybody, everything is right. The world is right. Live life the most you can because tomorrow is not promised. Do the best you can. Have a great day, everyone. The next morning, he gets up, go to work, gets in a motorcycle accident on the way to work, dies instantly on the scene. You tell me that life, that the afterlife is not real. You tell me that something can't come through in a message like that. Try to tell me that ain't right. Absolutely, it's right. Damn it, it's absolutely right. We can't be closed-minded to think that we're the only people here. We cannot be closed-minded enough to think that we are in control of absolutely everything. Same time, nobody's an expert in the paranormal, guys. This is chaos. This is where we say what we have. I've said it for years. I'll keep saying it till I'm no longer involved in the paranormal whatsoever. There is not an expert in the paranormal field. You cannot be an expert in something that you cannot predict and or control. If you can't start or stop it at your leisure, can't do it. Not an expert in it. Just my opinion.
Absolutely. Look, strange.
Absolutely. I tell you what, man. You want to hear some funny stuff?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's let these folks listen to what we were listening to earlier. This is called Fred, folks.
He once shot a man just for snoring. Got out of bed and shot him dead. Well, his name was... I didn't know what his name was, so we just called him Fred. He was riding across the desert on a horse to another town, looking for a woman in a nightgown. The horse's name was... I didn't know what his name was, so we just called him Fred. Sing it if you know it! Oh, oh, now Fred's riding Fred, Fred's riding Fred, Fred's riding Fred, Fred's riding Fred. Fred's riding Fred. When he got to a town, he met a woman in a nightgown, and she was wearing a frown. Well, it rhymed. Her name was... I didn't know what her name was, so we just called her Fred, 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 Fred. Oh, oh, now Fred's riding Fred, Fred's riding Fred, Fred's riding Fred, Fred's riding Fred. Oh, yeah! That sounds called Fred! Not too much, not too little. Just shut the fuck up right now, okay? I'm tired of this shit. May not be singing it now, but when you get your ass up in the morning, hop in the shower, it'll be stuck in your head. Drink your Kool-Aid, follow me. I've had people come up to me 6 months later and go, Carlos, what is it, my friend? I'd have beat the shit out of you, is what I'd do. What's the third line of that damn song?
Well, I got it.
Tape. It's in them boxes. It's all it's on there is a third line. And I come on and say, hey, it's me, Rodney. You just got fucked and here's some classical music to ease your pain.
Ain't this a fine howdy do?
Dead gummit. Dead gummit!
Oh, man.
I'm just so... oh, that's funny, man.
I think you actually have some Carlos in there, brother.
Yeah. Oh, really? That'd be nice. I'll tell you what. We got just enough time to do something like that, too. That'll be great, man. Tonight's been fun, Justin. Good job, brother. We've had a...
No problem, man. You too.
Tonight's been a good show, man. Lots of fun. Lots of laughs. We try to do that every week, you know, because a lot of times when, you know, people listen to something every week, it can't be the same thing. You know, a little bit of the same, you know, that's just who they are. But you have to do something different every now and then. You've got to switch
Absolutely.
It up. You've got to put in some new stuff, try to keep it entertaining, you know. You can't talk about the same thing all... You can't do the same thing, same dumb shit all the time and expect a different result. You just can't.
Isn't that called insanity?
It is. There's also a workout like that, too, I think.
Yeah, I think I'm going to start that again.
I ain't going to be doing it. But what I will be doing is talking to this little guy right here.
I think it's important to do things like that when you get married. Have fun, enjoy yourself in the bedroom. Most important thing to keep your marriage alive. You know, if you need to, put on a wig, talk with an accent.
Hello, my name is Carlos. I want to make love to you. All of you. Don't cry, there's enough Carlos for everybody. Consuela. Compuesta la puerta de tu estar liquida. Burrito. Taco. Chilito. Cinnamon twist. For 89 cents. At Taco Bell. Isn't that swell? Okay, thank you.
Sonny, Jim.
I love it.
Woo!
Burrito. Burrito. It's taco.
89 cents.
Dad, come, golly. I tell you, what, son of a. Whew. That's funny.
Man.
I got something for that right here. There you go. Here's one for you.
Oh, man, I appreciate that. Let's go ahead and hook one up for Sandy and Noel and for Amanda in there. And of course, Monkey's having issues getting in and out of the chat room, so we'll go ahead and throw her one or two.
He said Monkey. Okay. I heard that. Well,
yeah.
Whatever it is, man, we got about, I don't know, about 4 minutes left in the show. Just want to say thank you to everybody that listens every single week, everybody in the chat tonight. You guys are awesome. And thanks to everybody that listened to this thing after the fact. We do this every Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. We appreciate you guys listening every single week here at Unknown Paranormal Radio. Be sure to tune in every other night of the week except for Saturday. Get out and try to do something, change somebody's life for the better. Join them right here every week, blogtalkradio.com/unknownPG. Justin, you got anything else, sir? We're about to wrap this deal up.
That's what she said. I mean, well, no, we,
Hey, be easy with it. Be easy with it. This is a family program.
It's a family program. I forgot.
You got to keep that in mind.
Yeah. No, all I got to say is, folks, remember what we said. Talk to people. You know, if you see something bad, kick somebody's ass, you know, for doing the bad shit. So, beep, I mean, and stuff. So, other than that, I don't have anything else. Thanks for everybody for listening. Noel, Sandy, Amanda, for Lisa that was trying to come in. That's the monkey girl. Yes, I said monkey again. Okay.
Keep on.
What?
Uh-huh. Mm. All right, brother. That's it. We're going to wrap it up for this week, folks. Thank you guys for tuning in. We will see you next week right here live from Texas, 8 to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time on Ghost Hunt Texas Style. We're going to take it out with some George Strait. Have a great week and a safe weekend. We love you. We'll see you next week, folks.
At first she's gonna come on strong, like she'll love you all night long, like it's going out of style. Then she'll leave you with a smile. You're gonna give her all your heart, then she'll tear you. Cry a little. your smile. It's going out of style. Then she'll leave.